Al, I was wondering, because we were sitting in the studio yesterday, and Al got a text from his girl, and it just said, what was it like? Oh, thank you, babe.
Yeah, we need a follow-up to that.
And Al said, I have no idea where that came from.
You said, okay, you started over, because you started with the text. She was disappointed, and then she was happy, but start over.
Because he hadn't texted her.
Let me find it. It said...
No, I remember exactly what it said. You said, hey, baby, just woke up. I was sad for a second, because I looked at my phone, and you hadn't texted me, but then I looked at my computer. Thank you. I love you. Something like that.
See, yeah.
And I had no idea where that came from.
That's what she sent me. And I'm like... Wait a minute.
Did I buy her a computer?
Yeah, I'm like, did I buy her a computer?
See, I was thinking that she meant to send it to the other boyfriend.
Don't you even say that. So I was like, what happened? Okay, what had happened was she somehow has some type of app where she gets some of her text on her phone and then some on her iPad.
It's synced. She synced her computer to her.
Yeah. It is some, not all.
Yeah, because her phone is a Samsung.
Some kind of message.
Oh, she got iMessage.
Yeah, so if she does lose her phone, she can always get her text on her iPad or computer or whatever. So I had sent her a text message yesterday on one of the, and one device got it and the other one didn't.
Oh.
Well, that sounds like a crappy app.
Whew.
Yeah, it is. What's a Big Al Mac romantic text like?
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Rich Cracker.
Give me
Rich Cracker?
Give me some music, Don.
Oh, you want some?
Yeah, give me some.
You want
music.
Some romantic?
Yeah, because it was.
That's the only one I can find. Go ahead, Al. Give us some of the most romantic texts from Big Al Mac. This is what you ladies are missing out on right here.
Actually, will you just take his phone and read any?
I don't think we should do that.
Kid would do that, but no. I love you so much, baby. I hope we stay together forever.
See, here's me as a paranoid girl. You hope? Yeah. What do you mean you hope?
Forever sounds way too long.
You get the other one.
Yeah.
I gotta get me a man.
No.
Good morning, my beautiful baby. How are you?
That's it?
Good morning, my beautiful baby.
That's how I start the day, man. That's how I start the day. Start the day with something like that.
Yeah?
Hey, baby, walking through Home Depot, thinking about you.
What in Home Depot made you think of that girl?
I have no idea. But right now, if you go up and look at the back of my truck.
You bought wood.
There are three
pieces
8-foot long 2x4s, treated wood.
Yeah. Why?
What you going to
do with them?
I don't know. I told you, man, I go through Home Depot and I just buy stuff.
They've been there for 2 weeks.
That wood has been in the back of my truck. It's there. I'm not lying. It's in my back of my truck right now, and it's been there for a week. I bought three sticks, 3 8-foot-long 2x4s of treated wood so that whatever I build, it won't warp in the rain.
Is the wood like a symbol for something in your life?
I'm telling you.
You know, like how guys and go out and buy fast, cheesy looking cars to compensate.
Like,
you just go buy wood.
It's like Kelly going to Target or wherever. And she might not need it, but she'll buy something.
But
just
wood, because you got to do something with wood.
I know.
Wood.
I know. I got a saw and I got drill. I can drill. I can cut it down whatever size I need.
Please don't make us Christmas presents this year.
She's gonna carve us something.
Just gonna don't get a giant piece of wood.
Don't make me something out of wood.
She's gonna carve out your name and misspell it, Kelly.
Wood. You got to do something with it.
I mean, it's. I don't even know, Kelly. I don't even know. But it was just like I was
can
walking.
You your money back on wood?
No.
As long as it's not cut.
You got a receipt.
Yeah, you get Home Depot is awesome.
Just go pick up wood and bring it back.
I don't think I'm getting endorsed. I'm not. I mean, they gave us money for our recess redo.
Yeah, that was great.
But it was just.
But you just love it.
I that's my store, man. That's my store. That's the one thing I miss about being in a house, because I'm living in an apartment. I can't fix stuff. Like,
you know what?
Fix.
Maybe you can work out a deal with your apartment complex and become the handyman, knock a little off your rent.
How did we go?
Right, you could be like Bookman.
How did we go?
So that's for the old folks.
Oh man,
the old folks get that one.
Buffalo butt.